May the Lord help us to commence by singing part of hymn number 774. We'll sing to verse 7 and hope to sing the remaining verses as our middle hymn. Hymn 774. The Holy Ghost in Scripture saith expressly in one part, speaking by Peter's mouth, by faith God purifies the heart. Hymn 774, as far as verse 7.
Thank you. together from the most holy word of God. Three portions, the first being Psalm 132. And then a few verses out of Isaiah chapter 40. And then just a few verses at the beginning of Matthew chapter 11. But Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy strength, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest for ever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to burn. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. In Isaiah chapter 40, we read down to verse 11, then the last few verses. Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley that shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. the grass withereth, the flower thereof fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand for ever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem. That bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. And then from verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, reading down to verse 6. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto him, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us those reading of these portions of the most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious and almighty Lord God, O thou hast spared us each to see this another Sabbath day. Thou hast not cut us off in the night season. Ah, but raise us up again. The door of mercy still stands open. We're still upon praying ground. And the day of grace has not ended. And, O Lord, we have to acknowledge how unworthy we are of the least of these mercies. And truly, cannot some of us Ah, we do. We find their sins testify against us. There's that which we mourn over. And yet, O Lord, truly it is of thy mercies we're not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. They fail not even to this moment of time. And, O Lord, we would be thankful then for temporal blessings and favours, which, O Lord, we each partake of in this day in which we live, which our forefathers, our godly forefathers, never knew of. O Lord, may it please thee, we might ever have in remembrance that thou dost give. Thou dost give and thou canst take away. But oh, hast thou not given in abundance? And truly have we not had more than we can ask or even receive at times? Oh, yes, things are time and the pathway of life, we've lacked nothing. And can we not also, some of us say, oh, what a mercy if it is so. Even those sips from the well of salvation. Even those heavenly blessings which moth and rust will not corrupt. Those things which are eternal. Or when thou dost meet a poor sinner in the way. And thou dost favour him with that spirit of grace and supplication to know, have not some of us known it in a week. When thou dost pour out upon a poor sinner, that spirit of grace and supplications, he proves, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And so, Lord, as we brought even thus far, can we not, even this morning, raise an Ebenezer to thy praise? Can we not say, hitherto hath the Lord helped me? Or in a personal way, hitherto hath the Lord helped me? That it might be so with one another, but also that encouragement for the days to come. The allotted time of our life here below, he who hath helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. O Lord, do then look down upon us each in mercy. As thou hast gathered us into thy courts, from the very young through to the old ones, thou hast gathered us into thy courts. It might be with each one, so we would see Jesus. Give me Christ, or else I die. With a living desire. Lord, thou knowest how it was with this one those years ago. We were content with forms and rounds. They were completely dead. And we had no more life than the seat we sat upon. We were content to go in and out like the door upon its hinges. Lord, if there are those thus, even here, this day, like it was with this one, put forth thy mighty hand. Thus far thou shalt go and no further. Put forth thy mighty arresting hand. Bring that one to a time of want. He may yet have to smite upon his breast and cry, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That then their ear might be bored to the doorpost, Ah, that change wrought, taking out the heart of stone and giving that heart of flesh a new and living desires. As I desire then to come up to thy courts to hear what the Lord might speak. Ah, desiring to hear thy voice, to see thy smile and to feel thy touch. Lord, who then look down upon us each. Ah, to those looking on from the outside, we all look the same. We're all dressed in a similar manner. We can have a form of godliness which hath no power. But oh, look upon the heart. Oh, look upon the heart. And so, Lord, we plead from the youngest here to the oldest. May it yet please thee, work mighty in each one's heart. That good thing, the tender fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the beginning of the of wisdom. Oh, teach us each to number our days. Oh, Lord, we realize our days fast hasten on. Oh, how we add day to day and week to week, month to month and year to year. Another year has passed to be seen no more. We're making rapid strides even into this, the year 2017. We know not when the bridegroom shall appear. But this we know, there shall be that day. There shall be that day when time shall be no more. Oh, prepare us each for that day, O Lord. Oh, may this be our desire. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. For thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothe, and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. Oh, we know not whether we shall see another day. We know not whether we shall see the afternoon of this Sabbath day. An eternity's a tremendous sound. Tremendous sound. O Lord, may it please thee. Give each that living desire. They might be found in that day, clothed upon with thy righteousness. They might be found in that day, washed in the Redeemer's blood. They might be found in that day, that imputed righteousness of Christ, that neither a spot nor the shadow of a spot upon our soul be found. Lord, thou knowest how some we feel. Truly it is wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. But all to be clothed upon with that spotless, seamless robe, that truly it shall be, 'tis he. Christ seen instead of the sinner. 'Tis he instead of me is seen. When I approach to God, for we each have to come there. In that great and terrible day, when we have to appear before the righteous judge of all men. Patching up our own inglorious righteousness will not do us any good in that day. Or if we are clothed upon with that filthy rag of our own righteousness, we'll be seen in all our imperfections, in all our sores. But to be clothed upon with thy righteousness. Oh, it must be so. And so, Lord, even this day, may it please thee the foulest sinner out of hell, that lives to feel his need, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Oh, may that be our only plea. The precious blood of Christ. Oh, may a poor sinner, even this day, be brought, even led to the foot of the cross, and hear thy dying cry, it is finished. Ah, nothing more to pay, the whole sum cancelled by my righteousness, my death, my merit, my precious blood. Oh, nothing more to pay. And so, Lord, do remember us each, we plead. Quicken then the dead. Ah, stir up the unconcerned. But, Lord, also those of us have been many, a number of years in the way, some many more years in the way. Oh, Lord, how we need also that stirring up. Like the eagle that stirreth up a nest. Doth thou not stir us up even by afflictions and trials? What a mercy if it is so. Oh, if we can come even with one. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. By afflictions and trials and difficulties, we're brought into that place. To call upon the Lord. to cry unto thee for mercy. But oh, to be granted those tokens once again of that everlasting love. To be once again shown that precious blood, that sin atoning blood. And to once again see it sprinkled upon the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Oh Lord, do then remember each one. Remember each one in their pathway of life. We think upon the dear little babes in arms and the young and the rising race. O Lord, enabling their young years to cast their cares upon thee, to call upon thee in their times of trouble. Ah, may they in their young years find that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Oh, Lord, keep the adversary at bay when he suggests unto them, but you are young, almighty God will never hear such a one. But, oh, didst thou not say, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. Encourage them, Lord, we plead, to pour out their hearts before thee, in that childlike simplicity. Oh, Lord, as they go up and go on into life, grow up and go on into life, Lord, may they truly find there is that one who's able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. And even to seek first the kingdom of God and thy righteousness and prove that all these things of time, necessary for time, shall be added unto you. Lord, do then remember each of the young, from the babes in arms to those going on into life and all that concerns them. And remember the parents as they have charge over their young, or as they seek to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Oh, Lord, we live in a day of much evil, much evil. And the subtlety of Satan, that dreadful foe. Oh, Lord, and no doubt difficult questions will arise in order to seek help of thee, wisdom of thee. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth unto all men liberally and upbraideth not. So, Lord, undertake for them in those things as they do thee. Oh, Lord, we live in a day when evil is called good and good is called evil. Lord, remember them. Remember them also in trials of providence. Perhaps At times they see bill upon bill and expense upon expense. Lord, may they prove thou art a God of providence as well as a God of grace. The gold and silver are thine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Oh, may it please thee. May they prove that thou art the one that's able to supply all their needs in providence according to thy riches in glory. And remember those then in the midst of life that bear the heat and burden of the day, whether it is one in their studies, housewife and mother in the home, the busy one in the workplace, in the business, Lord, are careful and troubled about many things. Care upon care, trial upon trial, difficulty upon difficulty, things hard to be understood, mountains before them, every step of the way. O Lord, may they prove thou art their good shepherd that goes before his sheep, the one that undertakes and manages all, by the way unto the end. Cast, he said, on me thy care, for he careth for you. Lord, do remember each then in the midst of life and the cares there. Remember those in the even time of life. They feel the mud-walled cottage shake. They feel at times heart and flesh begin to fail. Faculties are not what they were. Ah, the grasshopper becomes a burden. Lord, do strengthen them, we plead. Ah, grant them those fresh tokens. Ah, Lord, may they even yet feel that dew upon their branch, the former and the latter rain. They might also yet see that fruit upon their bough. Ah, perhaps they feel, the years go on, they feel so fruitless, withered and barren. Lord, grant them then those tokens, fresh tokens. They might be truly said of them, their last days are their best days. And remember any in affliction. Lord, there are many afflicted ones at this time of the year. Those things common to man. And also those afflictions that baffle men, even the wisest. Oh, do yet put forth thy healing hand if it could please thee. Sanctify the path and sweeten the pain. And oh, if it could please thee. Thou art that great physician. Is anything too hard for thee? Or is anything too hard for thee? Lord, thou knowest how this poor sinner, those couple of years ago now, we had to enter into hospital again, and yet, didst thou not draw near and speak even in our very soul words of peace and pardon and healing. Oh, how we felt the comfort of our God. We felt truly, even one with us even that day. And like those two upon the Emmaus road, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. May they also prove, the same. That one, in the midst of all these things, that does draw near and does speak the word only. And oh, when thou dost speak the word only, who then can make trouble? Little that peace of God which passeth all understanding. Lord, thou knowest how we feel at times when afflictions come, when those things thou dost permit to come upon the body. Lays us low. We feel low in mind and spirit at times. But, Lord, do we not also, and have we not proved in time past, thou wilt not leave to sink in these troubles. Thou wilt not leave comfortless. Lord, thy word declares, and we've proved it. May they prove it also. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Remember any with a specific individual trial, and they feel lonely in that pathway. They feel no one else walks such a path. Lord, comfort them. Lord, we often quote, dear Job, but what a comfort it is when we read concerning Job. Ah, didst thou not permit Satan to touch all that he had? Ah, touch him in his body, but not his life. His life was hid with Christ in God. But oh, what use were his comforters? Those that came to comfort him, as it were. He's in a lonely place. But oh, what, even amidst of all that, he isn't able to say, he knoweth. He knoweth the way that I take. And so that poor one that walks in a lonely, tried, singular path, they feel no one else understands, but oh, may they also say with Job, being able to say by faith, ah, give them that faith, Lord, we plead. He knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And so, Lord, do remember each and every one. Remember us also as churches and people. Lord, we're ministered and brought low. How few attend the solemn feast. How few are found in thy court. Ah, what a dark and evil day we live in. Thy day is desecrated. Thy word is trodden underfoot. Thy laws forsaken. Oh, to remember thy gatherings together, thy people this day. Strengthen Zion. Strengthen that which remains, that which is ready to die. And oh, if it could please thee, ah, bless Zion. Lord, thou knowest those that long to hear. They wait daily at thy gates, at the post of thy doors. Lord, remember them, we plead, and bless them this day. Oh, put the new song in the mouth. Ah, song of praise unto thee. And Lord, remember us then also. Ah, as each one gathers and thy servants go forth to labour, and this one hears we sent forth in thy name. Lord, thou knowest our need. It is great. And so, Lord, thy servants, oneself, Lord, pour out upon us that which is of thy spirit. Without thee, we can do nothing. We are empty earthen vessels, weak vessels. Ah, Lord, we come in with the prophet. Ah, man of unclean lips. I'm a man of unclean lips. Oh, Lord, we have to confess it. We're like sinful men as we stand up, even in thy name. We got the same old nature. Oh, take that live coal from off the altar and touch upon our limbs. Oh, enable us to speak. Ah, enable us to speak a few things as touching the King. Oh, if it could please thee, bless us each together. Remember us also as a land and nation, we're guilty. How vile we are. We seem to get more vile. More vile. What abominations are wrought. And we seem to add abomination to abomination. We're guilty, certainly, of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. We deserve thy just judgments, but thy hand is stretched out still. Oh, do hear the cries of the remnant even this day, as we sigh and cry unto thee for the abominations done in the land. Show our leaders what they ought to do. Break their hard hearts, O Lord. Turn us once again, and we shall be turned. we confess these things seem impossible. They seem impossible. The tide seems to get faster. That filthy stream begins to turn into a torrent. Oh Lord, we have to cry, do we not? Ah, keep me. Keep us each, Lord, close to thee. Keep us from the power of the adversary. Oh, hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. And so, Lord, do remember us now, we plead. Help us each, Lord, in thy cause. Oh, may there be that prayer in the pew. There might be that lifting up of this one's arms. Lord, prayer in the pew, there might be power in the pulpit, as they used to say. Lord, do then help us each. Bless us each together. Pardon and forgive our many sins, our failings and our shortcomings. Wash us each in thy precious blood. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 774, commencing at verse 8. Others affirm the Spirit of God to true believers given makes all their thoughts and acts so good, they're always fit for heaven. The babe of Christ, at hearing this, is filled with anxious fear. Conscience condemns, corruption's wise, and drive him near despair. Hymn 774, verse 8.
Thank you.
seeking the Lord's help. And your prayerful attention, we turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. And it's the last part of verse 5 that I trust the Lord laid upon my spirit early yesterday morning. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. The whole verse reads, well, read verses 4 and 5. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And the next verse says, does it not? And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Oh, that it might be even this day, proved, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Oh, is it not often through the foolishness of preaching that Christ reveals himself to a poor sinner? Ah, oh, when the Lord sends forth his servants, whither thus saith the Lord, he sends them forth to speak in his name, knowing where this one is or that one is. And like it was with the Ethiopian eunuch, the Lord knew where that one was, in all his need and desire, in his hungering and thirsting after Christ and his righteousness. A living desire, that which is real, that which is of the Spirit. When the Spirit takes a poor sinner in hand, breaks our hard heart, takes that heart of stone out and gives them a heart of flesh, new and living desires. Oh, one brought then as a beggar poor at mercy's door. It must be so. It must be so. For until it is so, we do not desire Christ. We see no beauty in him by nature, by our birth, that we should ever desire him. Born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And who can know it until the Spirit reveals these things unto a sinner. And as it came to my mind, even on the past Lord's Day, I went to Braeburn. I took the ordinance there on the past Lord's Day because they'd have no one this Lord's Day. But all, even that Lord's Day, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. We read there, who hath believed our report? Sat under many sermons. How many some of us sat under? How many years it was so? And yet we saw no beauty in him. Saw no beauty in him that we should desire him. We trust on the grace. We do see a beauty in him that we desire him now. It brings us into this, where we have to come. We wouldn't want to sew pillows under the armpits, will raise up upon a false foundation. What will a false foundation do you or I in the swellings of Jordan? In that one last great battle which we each have to face. Wouldn't do us any good. But oh, we trust as we go forth upon the walls of Zion. There, yes, to warn sinners. You may say, well, I'm in the house of God. It's a mercy if it is so. But poor sinner, there's nothing saving in that. It's a mercy indeed. Oh, don't get me wrong. It's a mercy when we look back and we thank the Lord that we were brought up in the families we were brought up in. But some it's not been so. But other means have been used to bring them into the courts of the Lord. Ah, bring those into the courts of the Lord, those that were never brought up under it, but some of us, we were brought up under it. The sound of the gospel, yet, saw no beauty in him. We were dead in sins, trespasses and sins. Ah, that 53rd chapter begins, does it not? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Has it been revealed to you? Has it been revealed to me? Are these things we stand up in the Lord's name? Even this tries this poor sinner, it tries the Lord's servants. I know it tries me, but the disciples, they didn't know who was to betray Christ. Is it I? They couldn't perceive any difference between themselves and Judas. How solemn if we should stand up in the Lord's name and be found to cast away at last. Who hath believed our report? We speak to ourselves as well as to each one gathered here, from the youngest to the oldest. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Did you come up to the courts of the Lord with us, sir? We would see Jesus. Give me Christ or else I die. Lord, save me or I perish. Did you come up to the Lord's house feeling, but I'm but a one full of wounds and bruises and putrefying sores? If you come up as one, have need of nothing, satisfied with the outward means and the outward show, such were some of us, such was this one. It was over many years satisfied with an outward outward show. But you can white your sepulchre again and again on the outside. But Lord Almighty God, he looketh upon the heart. He looks upon the heart. Does this not make you and I tremble? Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. But oh, may it be each one's desire to know the rest of that chapter. Brought into the sweet knowledge of it, Ah, but unless you're brought as a sinner, a wretched sinner, it will not mean the same. But oh, what a mercy it is we have the precious word of his grace. Ah, the precious word of his grace. On the past morning as I awoke, as I said those words sweetly dropped in upon my spirit, and it did my soul good, it seemed to reaffirm to me that which is ordered in all things and sure, that which was wrought out in eternity past, and that which I shall ever have need of till the day I die. His gospel, the gospel of his grace, his unmerited favour towards a poor sinner. And ah, what a mercy it is we are brought even there. We have to acknowledge we'll ever have need of this gospel to be preached unto us. Ah, do you know what it is to feel like the foulest sinner? You had to confess even in the past days, perhaps even on the bed in the night season, the Spirit has ransacked every corner of your heart and shown you what you are by nature. And what are we by nature? We're each sinners, whether we acknowledge or not, but oh, when the Spirit shows a poor sinner what his need is, then he knows it so. He trembles under the law. He cries and groans under that burden, the soul that sinneth it shall die. Ah, what a mercy then if you know a little of that. Ah, some, yes, are brought into it in a deeper manner than others. The Lord is sovereign in his dealings. But each one in measure, each one in measure must be brought to know that they have, that guilty under the law. Yes, one sin condemns you of all the law. You're guilty of the whole law. And you may strive like this poor one did here, strive to patch up and to mend. And perhaps you've striven many days and months, and you find, the rents grow worse. The more I strove, you come in with a hymn writer, the more I strove against sin's power. I sinned and stumbled, but the more. That being so, then, one in the night season, convinced of it again, trembling under the law, you've been brought to see that, yes, you failed again, you come so short again. And the poor. This is a mercy, is it not? That we have such words as this comes from the Lord's mouth. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. And that hymn goes on, does it, Lord? Till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. But perhaps you come even like John here when he heard of Christ. He was in that prison house, was he not, bound? And you feel the same. I'm bound in that, still bound with those grave clothes of sin and death, bound under the law. No satisfaction there. what a mercy it is you're brought there. And perhaps you come even like John here. He sent word of thee not. Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Ah, when we're convinced of our sin, and a poor trembling one longs for Christ, he gropes for the wall like the blind. At times he knows not which way he goes. Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go, show John again those things which ye do hear and see. And oh, what a mercy it is if the Lord's servants, yes, I believe it is, so must have handled and tasted and felt of the word of life. Otherwise he's a blind leader of the blind, and both shall fall into the ditch. Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Ah, what wonders are worth it. These things which were rehearsed to John in the prison house there. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached unto them, to them. And oh, what a mercy it is, revealed unto one or another this day. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. That by faith is a hearing of the word with gladness. There were many in the Lord's day when he was here upon the earth. Oh, perhaps there were those words that cut them up root and branch. And they were offended at the word. And perhaps has been under one or another time and time again as you've come up to the courts of the Lord, that which cuts you off, cuts you up root and branch, seems to cut you off at the ground again and again, as that one that cumbers the ground. It is so in your feelings, is it not? You know, that woman, she acknowledged, she acknowledges that dog. But oh, that dear woman, but the dogs eat of the crumbs. Do you long for a crumb, poor sinner? A crumb of mercy, Lord, I crave. I'm worthy to be fed with dainties such as angels have and with the children's bread, but a crumb of mercy, you long for it. Ah. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. Do you feel then to be that one, poor and needy, deserving an endless hell? Acknowledging like that dear woman there, but a dog, we know what a dog is like. Oh, they often, do they not, they return to their vomit. On the whole, yes, on the one hand, perhaps measure clean, but on the other hand, dirty creatures. You find yourself, yes, as a hymn we quoted a little earlier, the more I strove against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled, but the more, like the sow returning to the wallowing in the mire. You can wash a sow time and time again, you put it somewhere, there's a big muddy puddle, they like it.
like it. It's in their nature, is it not? You find, ah. You make resolution after resolution. You seem to, put another patch in here and stitch another patch in there, and soon it pulls apart even more. Ah, the blind receive their sight. Came to seek and to save that which was lost. Ah, not those that have no need of repentance. No, when we go back to our thoughts, perhaps we did feel at times we had no need of repentance. We come not nigh me, for I'm holier than thou, but when he put forth his hand like it was with Saul. You read concerning Saul. Pharisee of the Pharisees. He didn't know his need until the Spirit cut him down. Then it truly was, behold, he prayeth. Behold, he prayeth. Can it be said of you? Can it be said of I? Behold, he prayeth. Have you had the smite upon your breast then? You've had to cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, save me, or I perish. The poor have the gospel preached there. My mind also went to that chapter in Isaiah 55. What a mercy then. The poor have the gospel preached to them. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Do you thirst then after Christ? And his righteousness, you prove that your righteousness is but that filthy rag. You prove that your righteousness is that which doesn't seem to hold together for long. Your righteousness soon splits, as it not, at the seams and reveals you underneath exactly as you are. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Gospel invitations, poor sinner. It's not the free will of man, but all that poor one that thirsts. The Holy Ghost has made that poor sinner thirst after Christ. There then is this gospel invitation. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, that one that spent her all in her affliction and rather grew worse, has it been so with you, poor sinner? Spent all you had and it, you find that which is by nature in you, those wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they still break out. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? Where have you been seeking your salvation then? You won't find it in anyone else. It's Christ. Said that hymn I quoted again, till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me. and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear. Oh, may the Lord, by the Spirit, incline some poor sinner's ear even this day, as I trust he did mine those years ago. Incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live. Oh, as this poor sinner had to prove those years ago, may you likewise prove. And as we then venture upon the walls of Zion, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. Is that what your soul desires, poor sinner? To hear the words of peace and pardon? Oh, you can't take it yourself. But oh, may the Spirit take these truths, these blessed truths, these words of his gospel. The words of his gospel, which are many, many thousands, even millions, down to this day have heard. The Spirit opened their ear, touched their heart and inscribed it there. And it's no more notion to them, no more just empty words, but it's caused them to rejoice. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Double for all her sins, received at the Lord's hand. Ah, these are those blessings, the blessings of the gospel, this glorious gospel of Christ. And these blessings, they are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Ah, you read of Christ's sufferings in the Garden of Gethsemane and upon the cross at Calvary. That would do your soul good, poor sinner, to be led there by the Spirit and to see his sufferings in the sinner's room, place, and stead. And to have that sweet realization that your sins were laid upon the spotless Lamb. He who knew no sin. But oh, when those sins were laid upon that spotless Lamb there, to hear him crying and groaning under that burden of them, that one that so suffered, the just for the unjust, dying that we might live. Ah, oh, what a mercy if it should be so. A poor sinner led to the foot of the cross, having heard those cries and groans. That sweet realization, ah, oh, that my sins were laid upon him there, that caused, ah, oh, the dear Saviour to cry out, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And oh, to hear him, ah, when that darkness came over all the earth, and what a darkness it must have been. poor sinner, ah, had it not been for Christ bearing that darkness whereby he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We should have to bear that, that awfulness to all eternity, but he bore it. The eternal Son of God bore that punishment. Even the death of the cross hung upon the accursed tree. Cried out with his dying breath, it is finished. It is finished, nothing more to pay. But now in the week, I believe the Lord brings, perhaps even into affliction, to bring us even to that place again, to realise how wretched we are and how much need we have still of that gospel. And a precious Christ. And oh, one particular day I felt so down within my spirit, and I believe the Lord, once again, show me my heart by nature. When we're given a tender heart, what a mercy it is when the Lord puts forth his hand again, and we soon become perhaps not hardened like we were, but we need sometimes a stirring up of the nest. The Lord drew near and stirred up my nest. I was brought to see, I've broken the law again. I'd sinned even as the world sins. Not an outward sin like, not meaning that, a gross outward sin, but I saw what I'd done. The Lord convinced me of it. And how I had to plead for mercy. And I believe, the Lord drew near. It brought me even to realise, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. There with loving kindness I've drawn thee. But even this poor sinner had to prove again, even in our rebellions, our turnings aside, they are coming short, that gospel. The gospel, the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And even I felt to be one poor that day. I acknowledge I was but a poor sinner, a needy sinner, a hell-deserving sinner, a dying sinner. But I believe the gospel was made known to me again as I contemplated my need. Brought once again to feel that thou art the man. Lord, what a mercy it is if it has been that thou art the man or thou art the woman. There is this glorious gospel. The poor have the gospel preached unto them. I read that Psalm 132. And oh, what a mercy we have that psalm there. It speaks of that glorious gospel, I believe, as David saw it. And what a mercy we read. May we each prove it, and poor sinner, that one trembling under his word, may you yet prove it. The Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. There's a fullness that resides. Blessed be his holy name. A fullness resides in Jesus our head that ever abides to answer our need. Whether it is at the beginning of the pathway, beginning of that pathway when the Lord, the Spirit, quickens a poor sinner, raises them from the dead. Or whether it is that one that's been many years in the way. And that verse in Isaiah chapter 40. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand. What a mercy it is so. I felt it so in that day. I believe it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Doesn't cut off. Some of us we have to say, it is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Not been consumed since the past Lord's day. Not stopped up our breath in the night season. Day of grace is not ended. The door of mercy is not closed. And neither is that fountain, home for all sin and uncleanness, dried up. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and he shall gently lead those that are with young. But all that shepherd of his flock. Leads them forth for that right way. Incline your ear. Incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live. And oh, what a mercy if it should be even to some poor sinner this day. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Is that your desire, poor sinner? It's a good desire. And I believe the Lord has given you that desire. That desire shall yet be answered and granted. I know his ways are past finding out, but all. Yes, perhaps through the hand of affliction, a trial in the way, but you're blessed God for it. As I trust I can bless God for that now when I saw it upon that bed in a hospital those years ago. I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £910, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Burgess will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Adrian Pickett. Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Matthew Hyde next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 264. Far from my thoughts, vain world, be gone. Let my religious hours alone. Fain would my eyes my Saviour see. I wait a visit, Lord, from thee. Hymn 264. Thank you.
express that which is of thee, or speak the word only. It must be thy word, the power of the Spirit attending it. Lord, thou knowest some poor sinner, that longs for the gospel, longs to hear that joyous sound, longs, to be able to sing that song of praise unto thee. Oh, may it please thee, put the new song in the mouth. Grant that liberty. Oh, that liberty. Lord, that one that feels so bound, unable to deliver themselves. Oh, set them free. Cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do be pleased to come once again in the evening hour. Lord, help me. Help us each. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.